Track 5, A Journey. Now, there are many myths and legends connected with Norfolk, some of which we understand and some of which we don't, and some of which are surrounded by a great deal of speculation. Here's Jill with stories of strange lines and unusual underground passageways.
Come with me as we explore both above and under the ground of Norfolk. In a moment, we can venture beneath Lowestoft, Ludham and Bungay, but we will start above ground with the mysterious ley lines. These are believed to be lines of energy, not physical lines like train lines or electricity pylon cables, but points that link ancient sites such as monolithic standing stones placed by the ancient people of these islands, as maybe markers or for other reasons, lost in the mists of time. Ley lines. Whether you believe they are direct lines between places of spiritual and historical interest or simply well-worn ancient pathways, ley lines have long been a source of fascination. Crisscrossing the country, there has been much written about the alignment of sites such as stone circles, monoliths and old stone churches, often built on land where worship predates the arrival of Christianity. Some see them as an unseen power lines of energy, moving across vast distances, and for others, they're ancient highways, navigated by the pathway of the sun. There are many of these ley lines in Norfolk and Suffolk. One is laid out in a local magazine, The Lantern, published in 1979. From St Mary's Church in Rockland, St Mary, the line runs 4.5 miles to Trouse Newton, passing through the 13th century nave and tower of St Peter's in Bramerton. In Kirby Beadon, it progresses through the ruined Saxon round tower of St Mary's and then onwards through the haunted churchyard of St Andrew's. The line finishes at the 13th century church, also called St Andrew's, at Trouse. The writer M.W. Burgess says he makes no claim for the mystical significance of this or any other alignment. It merely exists. The UK's most famous line, St Michael's Lay, starts on the Norfolk coast, ending in Cornwall on the Mount. Known as a point of ancient mystical importance, it runs through Glastonbury and Avebury, also major sites of archaeological and spiritual interest. Said to follow the path of the sun on the 8th of May, the festival of St Michael, the gateway is the sunrise at Hopton-on-Sea, not far from Great Yarmouth. Let's head underground to explore some of the secret tunnels burrowed in this county. Secret underground pathways from place to place. There is something about the damp, dark, long-forgotten nature of abandoned tunnels that captures the imagination. Bungay Castle, the two imposing towers of the ruins of Bungay Castle, have long been a landmark in the area. But below ground, legend tells us of a mysterious tunnel that leads to Mettingham Castle, said to have been dug at the command of Oliver Cromwell. Despite the tales, no tunnel has ever been found. Hickling. With all but two of its brethren wiped out by plague, the now ruined Augustinian Priory at Hickling is said to be haunted. There have been sightings of a monk who appears down a tunnel that leads to a marsh drain half a mile away. Lowestoft is crisscrossed by secret tunnels, used for a number of nefarious purposes. Probably linked with the mythical priory of St Bartholomew, one such route runs from the High Street to the parish church. Another, said to be a smuggler's tunnel, from the town centre to somewhere out on the cliffs, would have been the perfect way to bring contraband directly into the old houses and underground crypts of the town. Ludham is home to the most fascinating story. The village is said to have once been a home to a terrifying uninvited guest. Having dug itself a labyrinth under the village, a dragon blighted the lives of the quiet residents. It would venture out at night through an entrance that lay between the Carpenter's Arms and the parish church. Until one warm day, it dragged its 15-foot-long body out to sun, and a brave resident blocked up the hole. Inflamed with rage, it flew away and battered the walls of nearby St. Bennet's Abbey before slinking into a tunnel under the gatehouse. I hope you've enjoyed these tales of above and below the ground, and we've learnt something about the old ways of this county.
Thank you, Jill. And listening to that, I'm reminded of the famous line from Shakespeare's Hamlet. There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy.